top journalist to stay, and the new European currency, the view from the Eastern Caribbean. I'm Electra Naismith, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. At the International Banana Conference in Brussels, senior officials from the European Union have today defended proposals to reform its banana import regime. Clifford Smith has this report.
So far, no European commissioners have appeared personally at the conference, though at least three of them have been invited. But they did send two key officials to do battle with the sceptics here, Russell Milden of the Agricultural Directorate and Friedrich Hamburger, who deals with development aid. Between them, they painted a picture of the Commission trying to do its best to match up to the EU's various obligations, to the European banana producers, to the ACP, and especially the Caribbean producers, and to the rest of the world as represented in the World Trade Organization. They were polite, even humorous in the case of Mr. Milden, but not surprisingly, they stuck to their line. To the anxieties of the Windward Islands, for instance, they emphasized the value of the Commission's proposal for new aid programs devoted specifically to Caribbean banana countries, while at the same time refusing to change their proposed duty-free import quota from an overall quota for the ACP to quotas for individual countries, as has been strongly urged here by Caribbean delegates, as well as by European friends, such as Mrs. Glenys Kinnock of the European Parliament. The Commission officials seem to think, in fact, that Caribbean worries about multinationals operating in Africa are not justified, at least not in the next few years. This is because, according to them, the proposed overall ACP quota would be high enough, well above recent import levels, to allow for several years' growth. At the end of the day, however, a voice from Dominica, the agriculture minister, Peter Carbon, sounded very far from convinced. "We're concerned," he said, "that the banana giants will continue to invest in Africa and wipe us out." For BBC Caribbean Report, this is Clifford Smith in Brussels.